The effect of alcohol and drug abuse on society. Substance addiction has a severe impact not only on the individual, but those closest to them, and society as a whole. In the United States alone, substance addictions cost government over $200 billion each year. These costs can be attributed to crime, disease, accidents, domestic violence, abuse, job loss, and homelessness. It is said that substance use causes 1 in 4 deaths and results in numerous economic and social consequences. A substance addiction deteriorates an individual's physical and mental well-being. Many times, an individual will lose their job and their family, resulting in sustaining support from society. Loss of family. Family of those caught in the downward spiral of addiction go through a lot. Oftentimes, they are subject to domestic violence, abuse, and financial struggles. Children in this type of environment are at risk for being removed from the home and placed into state custody. The cost of putting children into state custody is approximately $1 billion each year. Overpacked institutions. Public health systems are extremely overworked. In 2008, 15% of all patients admitted to hospitals had a substance addiction. Nearly 25% of the money spent by Medicare is on inpatient treatment that is directly related to substance addiction. Around 80% of prisoners incarcerated since 1985 are there because of a drug-related offense. This is causing the prisons in the United States to be overpopulated. Inside the prison, 70% of inmates are involved in regular substance abuse. Crime. A large amount of crime can be attributed to substance addiction. This is because many addicts are trying to obtain money to purchase their substance of choice. When a purchase goes wrong, they will more likely need more money, and violence normally occurs during these situations. Half of all the individuals arrested for a serious crime, such as murder, robbery, and assault, were under the influence of addictive and usually illegal substances. Society then must pick up the cost for the law enforcement, court, and incarceration. Public welfare. Many substance offenders are on probation or parole. Others are involved in a specialized justice program, social work, or vocational rehabilitation. These are all necessary to reintegrate individuals back into society. However, unless private, all of these programs are covered by society. Public impairment. It is well known that truck drivers, public transportation drivers, and even medical personnel have substance addictions. There have been several accidents that are the fault of a driver who was under the influence at the time of the incident. This not only causes injuries and fatalities, but also huge damage costs. Many doctors that are accused of malpractice also have substance addiction. Now, we'll talk about manifestation of anger in the home.